Let's go through the Gemara, Daf Chav Ches and Baba Kama. So in the booklet here, we have the Psukim brought from Parshas Mishpatim, Ki Yiftach Ishbar, Ki Yichre Ishbar, V'lo Yichasenu, V'nafal Shom HaShorech Hamar. A person opens a bar or digs a bar, and he doesn't cover it, V'nafal Shom HaShorech Hamar, and the Shorech Hamar fall in there, Balabar Yishalim Kesef Yoshid V'olav HaMesi Eloi, the Balabar is Mechuyiv to pay, Kesef to the Bailim of the animal, V'HaMesi Eloi, and then he keeps the mace. So kiyiftach ishbar, kiyichre ishbar, whether you open, whether you dig it, and then v'lo yichasenu, you neglected to cover it. So you're going to be responsible for shor or chamor. So the Gemara makes a number of diyukim on this, and let's see the Gemara. The Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Ches, starts off, nishbar akadoi v'rishus harabim. If a person's jug breaks in rishus harabim, meaning he's walking, carrying something through rishus harabim, and it slips out of his hands and it breaks. V'huch, and now it's there's liquid that spills out of it. Be water, could be oil, could be wine. Huchlak echod b'mayim, and somebody slips on the water. So now you have a situation where his keli didn't necessarily hurt the person, and the water itself doesn't necessarily harm. The water can make the person dirty and could ruin his suede or his silk. But he slipped on your water and he banged himself on the ground. Oy shaloka b'charsis, or he actually hurt himself on the cheres, the broken pieces of earthenware from your jug. Chayiv, you will be chayiv. So says the Tanakhama. Yehuda Eimer be mischaven chayiv be any mischaven potter. If it was mischaven your potter, if it was mischaven your chayiv, if it was any mischaven your potter. What does that mean? Mischaven any mischaven? Mischaven to what? You broke it intentionally, then you're chayiv. If it's any mischaven, you're going to be potter. So we'd have to see why Rabbi Yehuda would hold that way. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav comes along Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and he explains. Lo yishanu elashatinfu kelav b'mayim. We didn't say in the Mishnah that he's chayiv only, meaning that which the Tanakhama starts off, that says if you slip on the water or you hurt yourself on the cheres, you're chayiv, focusing on the water for a moment, shetinfu kelov b'mayim, your clothing got dirty from the water, and the water that he left on the floor of the shesarabim was mazik, your kelim. Aval hu atzmai potter, but if the individual himself got hurt from this slip and fall and he banged himself hard on the ground, you're going to be potter. How come? Karka oilam hizikase. Says Rav, or Yehuda in the name of Rav, that you're potter because it was the karka that damaged him. Karka oilam means karka of hefker, so to speak. It wasn't you, right? Meaning you left water, and the water may have caused him to slip and caused him to fall on the karka, but ultimately the karka is what was mazak him, not you. So says Rashi, Abul Huzak hu atzmai potter. Rashi on the top of the Amud. If he himself got damaged, potter, karka oilam, shein labailam, hezikase, the karka that doesn't belong to anyone was mazachim, umamayne shalzeh, and your mamin, meaning your water that belonged to you, your possession on the floor, was grama ba'alma ovidlay. That was just a grama. Rav l'taymei, da'amal kaman, bar shachayva alav teri, la voli veli l'chavote. And Rav will be l'taymei, and we'll see soon the shita of Rav, that holds when the teri was machayiv, a person for bar, the Torah is mechayiv for the hevel, not for the chavata. What does that mean, the hevel, not the chavata? When a person digs a bar, and now you have a hollow opening in the ground, and someone's animal comes and falls in, and gets damaged, what did you do? What belongs to you about that bar? Even, you know, let's say it's a bar b'shas harabim, you dig a bar, you definitely created that bar hamazik, but what he get hurt on? He got hurt on karka. The karka is not, you didn't create the karka. The karka is not your karka. You took away the karka, the earth that was filling that hole prior to your digging, and now you left the other earth. So what did you do? Which part of it's yours? So there's a machlekes, had to understand the hezek of bar, what you're chayev for. The Torah clearly says that if a person's shor falls in there and dies, you're chayev. So what is it that you're chayev? So Rav holds you chayev for the hevel habar. The hevel literally means the ear. Meaning that if the same way we could envision, if it's a very large pit, meaning if it goes down 5-10 feet, so there's a change in the air quality as a person gets lower down, and a person can suffocate. So similarly, even when it's just 10 tefachim, Rav says that what killed the animal was the hevel, was the change in the air. The fact that when it was walking on top of, out on the ground, it had a lot of open oxygen and free air to breathe. Now it falls into the bar, it died from the hevel. It died from the change in the air.
Every time I learn this, I'm just...
Conceptually, right? What does that mean? That's why I started with the 10 feet deep, which we can relate to a little bit, that you know, you start having a hard time breathing when you're on the ground, perhaps. So Rav says that even at the minimum shear bar, we take on that what killed him was the hevel, not the chavata, which essentially means that Rav holds that you're never chayiv for the chavata, that meaning the banging yourself on the karka is not yours, and that's not what the Torah was ever mechayiv you for. So too, when you have something above ground that's hazardous, you can't be mechayiv for the chavata, meaning the fact that he slipped and fell and banged himself on the ground. Rav says that's not bar. The Torah was never mechayiv you for bar for banging your shoulder on the ground.
So if you broke the shoulder, you're not mechayiv.
So die, far, that's what it says. Correct.
Right.
Well, even when he dies, I don't know what you'd be mechayiv for. Meaning there's
above
no hevel. Yeah, but above ground, there's no hevel.
Right.
So that's only when you go below ground. So when we have a case of water causing him to slip and get damaged above ground, Rav Yudam Rav says, yechayiv for the kelim. The fact that the extent of what chiyuv there could be is if you damaged his clothing. So Pasha, this came on and that you did, you damaged Mamayna, you mechuyif for that. Ki amrita kamei dishmuel, says the Gemara Vayita, when they repeated this memra. Kamei dishmuel, Omar li, I guess this is Rabbi Yehuda Vayita speaking, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, now Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, says when I repeated this to Shmuel, Omar li, Shmuel said to me as follows, Mechti, avnei v'sakinei umasa'oi, miboyrei lamadnu. I mean, the Torah says that if someone falls into your bar and gets damaged, we learn out from there, so too, avnei v'sakina masoi, which means your other chafetzim that a person gets damaged on. Right? Your stone, your knife, your bundle that you leave as a hazard for a person to fall and get damaged on. We learn all those out of bar. V'kulan ani kairi behen shar v'lay adam, chamar v'lay kelim. So now, when you read, when you take the psukim, literally the Torah says that a person's shar falls in there and dies. So we darshan, right, shor chamoyre is what the pasuk said. So we darshan, shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. That it has to be specifically an animal, not a person, and it has to be that it was an animal that got damaged as opposed, well, I shouldn't say got damaged, that got killed, that was hurt, that was affected, chamor v'loy kelim, chamor not kelim. So you're not mechuyif for kelim. So if let's say a shor that's, or a chamor is a donkey that's carrying a load that goes and falls into a bar, and the chamor dies. So the Torah said, "V'nafosh hamashar chamor yichay for the chamor." Torah doesn't say yichay for the load and the kalim that the chamor was carrying. So we learn from the Armi, it's always chamor v'lay kalim. So says Shmuel that avnei sakina masayim ibari lamanda. We learn out all different hazakim from bar, and by bar itself, the din is shar v'lay adam, chamor v'lay kalim. So therefore, if you were to destroy, kill someone's kalim, which is otherwise known as breaking a keli, in a bar, you would be potter. So too, when you have the situation of masa'oi, or something sitting in Rosh Hasharabim as a hazard, the fact that you're doing damage now, if you were to kill a person, says Shmuel, you wouldn't be chayiv al tzbar, because shar v'lay adam, and if you damage his kelim, you wouldn't be chayiv, because chamar v'lay kelim. So it says v'hani mili l'inyan ketala. However, that is only true regarding ketala, regarding actually killing it, destroying it, breaking it. Avla ini nizakin, adam chayiv v'kelev paturim. But when it comes to nizakin, you're going to be chayiv for adam and pater on kelev, which the hezek of a keli as opposed to the misa of a keli, I believe. Right? Meaning, when we say shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelev on misa, so you're not mechuyev for breaking a keli.
Correct.
Avol inyan nizakin adam chayiv kelim paturim. Says you pater on kelim anyway when you just damage it as opposed to breaking. But al kapanim, if you damage a person, you'd be chayiv. So nizkei adam as opposed to misa ben adam. So what's nizkei adam? So that means that when the person, so Shmuel is arguing on Rav. Yudam and Rav said that you're only chayiv for ruining his clothing from the water. Comes along Shmuel. And Shmuel says, no, when it comes to Nizakin, Adam Chayiv Kalim Paturim.
Just the opposite.
The opposite. You're going to be Pater for damaging his Kalim. You're going to be Chayiv for damaging the person. So when this person slips on your water, and he falls, and he injures his shoulder, and in the process damages his suit, according to Shmuel, you're going to be Pater for his suit, Chayiv for his damage. According to Rav, it's going to be the opposite. Let's see Rashi. Miboy roi lamanu, bepera kama, davav, shor v'lay adam chamar v'lay kalim. That which we exempt you and we exclude the chiyah for Adam is specifically where the Adam died. The krah b'misa m'shtoi. The Torah is speaking about misa where the animal died. The chsev ha'mesi aloi. Avo b'nezek Adam, but by damaging a person, chayiv balabar. The Krah mi kaifer mematina. The Torah is being memayat you from kaifer where you killed him, you wouldn't have to pay kaifer. The kalim piturim. On kalim, you would be potter for damaging kalim. On this ke kalim potter balabar. The shvirasan zuhi misasan. Because anytime you break a keli, that's the equivalent of the misa of the keli. And we have the exclusion by misa that chamar v'loy kelim. If you kill a chamar, you're chayiv. If you kill a keli, you're not chayiv. What does killing a keli mean? Killing a keli means making a hole in a cup. That's the equivalent of killing the cup. Right? It has no use anymore. So
even a case where you know it could be damaged but usable.
Chipped off.
Tin fouquet, well, right. That's your... Oh, you're saying kale, you're saying your jacket that's dirty is still usable. It's not broken.
Yeah,
right.
Unless it's something that's unwashable.
Right. So he says shvira sanzuhi misasa. When it's broken, that's misa. Okay. So if the jacket split in half, you know, got caught on something and totally ripped completely, or if the cup cracked or something where it's broken, then it's not usable, that's called misasa. Masnisa nami... Maimov by Rehu. And now Mishnah, when he dropped his jug and spilled the water, that water is considered a bar. Hilkach ki chayiv al niske aguf chayiv evelei al kelim. Says Shmuel, when would you be chayiv? Only for the niske aguf, not the niske kelim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Rav comes along in response to Shmuel, so to speak. Hani mi liheichad afkirinu. That which you're chayiv. And we learn out takala from bar, and therefore you want to compare that your water is like a bar, because Shmuel told us your water is like a bar, and a bar is only chayiv for nizkei adam, not nizkei kelim. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv for damaging the person, not for the kelim. Says Rav, that's only true heichad afgarinu. If you made it hefker, heichad aloy afgarinu m'moynayu. Where you made it hefker, then we look at it like a bar. And therefore, you'll have you'll be guided by the regulations of bar, and you'll be excluded for you'll be pata for kelim and chayiv for adam. But if you didn't make it hefker, where it's still yours, then it's memoinai, and it's like mamana mazik. It's like shara mazik. This isn't bar. So let's see how Rashi explains this. Rav hani mili de takalase lamadnu miboy, right? That which we learn out his takala, his mazik from bar is the afkarinu where you made it hefker ki bar. The Savar Rav, this is another Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds Bar Shechayv Alav Tayrei Behifki Rishusay Uboyrei Hu Dechayvasei. Rav learns that the bar that you're Mechuyev for Mina Tayrei is a bar of Hefker, where you Umafki Rishusay Uboyrei means even if you dug it in your Rishus, but you then made your Rishus Hefker and you made the bar Hefker, and the Tayrei is Mechayv you on a bar Shel Hefker. So a bar Shel Hefker, there you'll have this exclusion that you're Potter for Kalim and Chayv for Adam. But if it still belongs to you, then you'd be chayiv for mamon and mazik, something that belongs to you that's mazik. Now, why would you or wouldn't you be mafker this mayim that's on the floor? So if it's oil or wine and you think you can save some of it, you're not going to be mafker it. You're going to try to scoop it up. If it's water and it's not as precious to you, or you don't think you could save it, then you may perhaps be mafker it. So says Rav, that where you were mafkarid, granted, I would agree with you, Shmuel, that it's like bar, and perhaps you'd be chayiv for Adam, not kelim. But if you weren't mafkarid, it's yours. So says Rashi, v'aytav aloy afkarinu m'maynehu u'mishayrei lomadnu. And we learn out mamon hamazik from shor hamazik, meaning the same way your animal that you own does damage your chayiv, so too your water that you own that damages someone your chayiv. Hilkach tin of kli m'maynei the mazik avad, his suit getting dirty is mamana mazik, and therefore you would be chayiv. Rav maintains that you'd be chayiv in his kekelim. Avon nezek haguf karka olam avda, but nezek haguf, the damage that happened to his shoulder, Rav maintains that was karka olam azikasei and not you. Meaning by bar we have a chiddush that when the Torah is mechayiv you for hezek of bar, even if it's hefker. But says Rav that anything less than hefker, you're not going to be mechuyev for nizkei aguf because it's not your karka. So the water may belong to you, but the karka underneath it doesn't belong to you, and therefore it's not going to be your problem. But if the water was not yours, then you'll become more mechuyev, so to speak, as far as nizkei adama is concerned. As I come to this, because then it goes into the category of the bar of the Torah. Meaning Rav understands the bar shel Torah is a bar of hefker. So therefore, when the water, if the water still belongs to you, a person slips on it and hurts his shoulder, So the water may be yours, but the ground isn't yours, and therefore you're off the hook. Because it's shar. Shar and mamin amazik. Okay, that my mamin wasn't mazik his shoulder, right? The floor was. Masha'en kain, if you make the mamin hefker, your mafka the mayim, then you'll now go into the category of bar, and you'll become a chuyiv for the damage to his shoulder, even though the water was hefker and the ground was hefker, so to speak. Neither one belonged to you.
But those hefker, you have to match with three people or just walk away from it? What's hefker? You have to make the announcement or just walk away?
I don't know. Practically, I'm not sure. Vayter in Rashi, Av nezek aguf karka oilam avdo. Shmuel sabar behifke rishusay v'loy hifke boire nami mishtoi kra. Shmuel holds that the bar that the Torah is mechayif you for is even when it belongs to you, right? Because Shmuel's going to hold that even Shmuel didn't make a distinction whether you mafka the water or not. Shmuel said even if you're not mafka the water, you're still going to go into the gather of bar, and therefore we're going to say. Shor v'lo yadam, chamor v'lo kelim, and you're only going to be chayiv an nizke adam. So Shmuel saver behifke rishusay v'lo yifke bayre nami mishtoi kore. Shmuel holds that the bar of the Torah, where the Torah is mechayiv you for digging a bar, is not only a case of hefker, it's also a case where the bar belonged to you. Upata bayas a kelim, and even over there, the Torah gave you that exclusion that you're pata for kelim. So Hilkach Masnis and Afagav Deloy Afkarino. Therefore, says Shmuel, in our mission with the Mayim, even if you weren't Mafkarit, Masnis and Afagav Deloy Afkarino, Barihave, it would still be bar. It would still be bar. Hilkach Masnis and Afagav Deloy Afkarino, Barihave, it remains bar. And therefore, since it remains bar, what's the din? Shmuel says, you'd be chayiv for the Adam and Pater for the Kalem. And that which we said chayiv behezekufay kamari v'loy bekelof, ba'afagav the karka olam of delay. And even though it was the karka that did the damage, chayiv the shmul atamei dom lekamon bar shachayiv alof teir lahavolay v'kol shkein lechavato. Shmul holds that when you mechuyif for a bar, it's not only for the hevel, it's also for the chavato. Kol shkein for the chavato, ba'afagav the karka olam azikase. Shmul understands that even though it's karka olam, the gzeris akasav of bar is that you mechuyif if you cause someone to get damaged from karka because of what you did. So therefore, you'd be mechuyev for the hezek of the adam on the karka. However, you'd be mechuyev for the shviras kelim because it would be in the category of bar of chamar v'loy kelim. Yeah. The Mayim belongs to the Mazik.
So now what happens? The Kalim gets damaged.
Damaged as opposed to broken?
Yeah, we're still saying that Shvirasim is only Misasim.
Well, only Shvirasim. No, you would be Chayiv for that. Meaning he's saying you wouldn't have... If his Kalim broke, you have a Ptur on Kalim. But otherwise you'd be Chayiv for Kalim, I think.
Damages alone
is Pater, I believe. Is Chayiv, I'm sorry. Would be Chayiv like Bar. Right? And the Gemara is not really harping on that part of whether it was damaged or broken. He's saying the chiddush that we're bringing out is the yichayev for the nizkei adam, so to speak, the person damaging himself. But so and
altbar,
correct. And the karka that's fine. The karka is the karka is allowed to cause damage according to Shmuel. We would be excluding shviras kelim. Yeah. Okay, weiter. Masiv Rav Yishia. Rav Yishia now comes and asks a question. V'nafal sham ashar chamor shor v'lo yadam chamor v'lo kelim. We said dafka shor yichay for not adam chamor v'lo kelim. So mikan amru from here they say nafal asaych shor v'kelim v'nishtabru chamor v'kelim v'niskaru chayav al behema pata al kelim. That we see from here mimela. What does that mean? That if a shor and its kelim fall into the bar and the kelim break.
You're chayiv for the shor, not for the kelim.
You're only going to be chayiv for the animal, not for the kelim. Chamor, the kelov, and niskaru, chayiv al behemo, part of the kelim. What does niskaru mean? Whatever, means they tore, they ripped, but whatever, destroyed. So then you're going to be chayiv al behemo, part of the kelim. Holomaze doime. So the Gemara wants to figure out now, what is this doime? Tula avne v'sakino yamasoi. Isn't this comparable to Avnei Sakina Masai Shanichem Veshus Arabim? If you leave your Peklach and Veshus Arabim, he's equal. Okay, so Frak the Gemara Adarabba Madoimo Lazer Miboile. What does that mean? Meaning you're starting off with a pasuk that says shavu lekelim chamor v'loyadam, basically, and then you're saying, oh, you know what bar is comparable to? Bar is comparable to avnei v'sakina masai. That's a little backwards. The Torah speaks about bar, so what's comparable to bar is the secondary limud of avnei v'sakina masai. But you can't say that the bar that's written in the Torah, that's comparable to the secondary form of hezek of avnei v'sakina masai. So when you read this brisa literally, it seems to say that we have the miyutim from the pasuk, and by the way, you know what the case of the Torah is similar to? The case of the Torah is similar to avnei v'sakina masai. Frek the Gemara, adarabba madoima lezemi boile. It should say what is similar to this. So says the Gemara, okay, so elamai doima lezeh. So first we state bar, and then we say what's similar to bar? Avnei v'sakina masai shenich mishusram v'iziku. If you have these avnei v'sakina masai, then mishusram do damage. Lafikach, imitiach tzluchise be'even. Chayef, Mimela, if this is comparable now to bar, so if someone
takes the
body, if you leave a even Rishus Rabim, and someone who's walking by breaks his tzluchis, breaks his jug on that stone, chayef, you're going to be chayef. Why? Chamor v'loy kelim. Why are you chayef for the breaking of his keli? Mitiach tzluchise be'even chayef. Ayapater. Is that the Gemara's Kasha? Reisha Kasha L'Rav, Sefer Kasha L'Shmuel. The Reisha that says, Daim El-Abor is a Kasha on Rav because of Hefka and the Sefer. Yeah, the Sefer, this last din, it's Tzlich Tzlichusa Be'Evan Yerchayiv, should be a Kasha on Shmuel. Kasha L'Shmuel. Shmuel said that even when you're not Mafkarit, it's still Bor.
And he said,
you're chay, correct. Matiach tzlichise be'evan, if you maintain ownership of this evan and someone passing by breaks his keli, you should be pater, not chayev, because that's chamor v'loy keli. And the fact that it belongs to you doesn't make it mamon amazik. According to Rav, if it belongs to you, we could say it's not bar, because bar is hefker. It's not bar, it's mamon amazik, it's like yeshar. And if it's mamon amazik, you're chayev for kelim. But according to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds, even when it belongs to you, it could be considered bar. So then why are you chayef, hitiach tzuchisa, you should be pater on Kalim.
Yeah.
And what's the reisha that's a kasha on Rav? Reisha that says, avnei v'sakina masai is comparable to bar, but didn't Rav tell us that if you own it, it's comparable to shara mazik? That's essentially what the kasha is. Meaning, you have a brisa that spells out, avnei v'sakina masai is bar, and since it's bar, not since it's bar, it seems like even though it's bar, you're still chayev on Shvi'as Kalim.
Right.
So the first half of that sentence is problematic according to Rav, because it's not always bar. Avnei v'sakina masai, if it belongs to you, if it's not hefker, it's not bar. Bar is only hefker. And then you're telling me if you break a keli on it, you're chayev, but if it's bar, you're supposed to be part of a Shvi'as Kalim. And Shmuel holds that even when it belongs to you, it's considered bar and it's part on Shvi'as Kalim. So how do we understand this brisa? Sai according to Rav, Sai according to Shmuel. Reisha kasha l'Rav, a sefer kasha l'Shmuel. Let's see Rashi. Rashi nishtabru bekli hashor bekli. Where are we? Nafla sech hashor v'kelev nishtabru. Nishtabru bekli hashor shaycha shvira. Oh, the kelim of the shor. Meaning the shor v'kelev didn't necessarily mean that it was carrying a load of jugs on its back. Yeah, I'm saying, but klei ashor, what does the kelim of the shor mean? I assumed it meant its load. It means simply the things that are... Right, that's right. But klei ashor, shaychashvi, you're going oil with sulmanim. The yoke and whatever else, I don't know, saddle-wise. Kriya shaycha b'marda'a shel chamor.
Yeah, the saddle, right? The saddle.
That's the saddle, right?
He doesn't do any plumbing work.
I guess. So he has different type of thing, kelim on him. Halamaz adoyma adarab toila ksiva b'loi ksiva. When you're saying what's daima to this versus this is daima to, you shouldn't be toila ksiva b'loi ksiva. It should be the other way around. You can compare avdim sekidim asai to give them dine bar that if it was mazak a kelim oniska ben adam umeis or killed an adam you potter. So reisha d'ktani avdim sekina doimin lebar kashil rav. The reisha that says the like bar is a kashil rav kasal kadaita chafidul with afilu bidlay afkarei mairi. You were assuming that it's talking about even if you weren't mafka avnei v'sakina masai, even if it belonged to you, we still treat it like bar, and that's a problem according to Rav. V'sefer the kani metiach achar tzluchisei be'evan shel zeh, that if someone else broke his jug on the stone of this individual, chayiv kashu l'shmuel. That's a kasha on Shmuel. The hash demashma to be shayroi lamadnu, because the implication over here is that we're learning this out from Shor.
Not from Ron.
Right, because otherwise, why are you chayiv on kelim? So, emphit the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Reisha kasha the Rav, sefer kasha the Shmuel, zok the Gemara, tzirik. Ulutaymech, tikshi lucha hi gufo. So, frek the Gemara, lutaymech. So, meaning, if you take this brisa literally, so it's a problematic brisa no matter what. Tikshi lucha hi gufo. Reisha pata v'sefer chayiv. The Reisha seemed to spell out very explicitly, shor v'kelim v'nishtabru, yechayiv al behemini pata l'kelim. Let's say you want to just read it straight as all being bar. You still can't read the last line. There's no way to interpret that. That doesn't make any sense. Right? So, and if you want to say that, just take the brisa literally, why in the reisha does it say you're pater on kelim, and the sefer does it say you're chayiv on kelim? Ella, Rav Metaritz L'Temei, or Shmuel Metaritz L'Temei. Each one, Rav and Shmuel, is going to have to explain this brisa differently, so to speak, according to their shitas. Rav mitaritz l'temei. Rav will explain as follows. B'me dvar mamurim, meaning the first half of the brisa says, if you have a bar and it falls in the shor chamor, shor v'yadon chamor v'lekelim. Now add in a line. B'me dvar mamurim, when is that true that you're chayef a bar? When are the dine bar applicable? Kishahif kiron, if you were mafker it, because Rav holds the bar of the Torah is a bar of hefker. Avalayef kiron, but if you weren't mafker the bar, and then you leave these things, avnei v'sakina masoyu or the like, you leave them in Rishus HaRabim, and someone gets damaged, avalayef kiron chayiv. Then you're chayiv because it's mamon amazik. Then we learn it out from Shor, not from Bar. So lefikach, therefore, would follow suit. Hitiach tzluchisei be'evan, chayiv. If you leave your evan in Rishus HaRabim, someone comes along and breaks his tzluchis on it, you're going to be chayiv. So, again, what Rav does is, he adds in a clause, b'medvar mamurim, that the first chelek of the brisa is talking about bar, and then Bamed Bar Mamurim stipulates that that's only kelim. Amr Sekinim Asay will only follow bar if you still own it. But if you make it hefker, I'm sorry, the other way around. If it's hefker, then it's bar. But if you still own it, then it's not hefker, then it's not bar. Then already it follows Maman Amazik, and if it's Maman Amazik, you'll be chayiv on kelim. Shmuel Metaritz L'Temei, and Shmuel will be Metaritz L'Temei differently. Hash the Damrit. You start off with a brisa lizbar pater shor v'loyadam chamor v'lekelim. Then you bring me a then you compare avnei v'sakinah masayi to that. So says Shmuel, hashda damrit avnei v'sakinah masayi kibayrei dami. Once we've established that avnei v'sakinah masayi like bar, the Rabbi Yehuda the mechayav anuska kelim bebar he tiach tzuchisa be'evan chayev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, with his machlokes that the chamor v'loy shor v'loyadam chamor v'lekelim is totally in a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chamor and yes kelim. We don't he doesn't learn the miut that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bar is chayef for kelim. So this last chelik of the brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that according to Shmuel, the brisa is not going to start making a distinction between yes mafkir, not mafkir, because he holds even when you're not mafkir it, he still compares it to bar. So the brisa of Sai Bar and Sai Avnei V'sakinah Masayi, that's Mechuyev like Bar, is going to apply whether it's Hefka or not, even if it belongs to you. So what's the end of the Brisa talking about that for your Keli, your Chayiv? Oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda now. Continuing to talk about Bar, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that holds Yimachayiv Anuska Kelim Bar, Lefikach, therefore, Hitiach Tzuchis Be'evin Chayiv. Then you would be Chayiv. Zot Rashi. That was in Rav's explanation that it's bar when it's hefker, but if you still own it, then it's like shor. And now Shmuel adds in the Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayav anuska kelim bebar, the perek shor shenokach zapar, according to Rabbi Yehuda later on daf nun gimel. So according to him, you'll be chayav for kelim. So too, you will be chayev over here if he tiach tzuchisei be'eved. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta, Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar comments on this last din of itiach tzuchisei be'eved. Loi shanu ela sheniskal be'eved v'noshef be'eved. That which we say that itiach tzuchisei be'eved is chayev. Now again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds you mechayev on iska kelim bebar. So if you leave an Evan in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, your Evan falls or whatever it is, someone else comes along and his sluchas bangs into it and breaks. So says the Rebbe Elazar, Loishon lo sheniskal be'Evan v'noshef be'Evan, that it has to be that the person walking tripped on the Evan and also banged on the Evan, so to speak. Meaning that the Evan caused both parts of this accident. That it caused him to be niskal in the first place, and the Evan itself broke his keli. Avol niskal bekar.
So what does the word noshef mean?
Noshef means to slip, really. No? One second. Niskal means to trip.
No.
And noshef, I think literally means to slip. But essentially what it means over here is that the accident, the meeting, well, the keli meeting its death.
Hit
right. It means that it hit it, in this case. So he tripped on, the person tripped on the Evan, so to speak, and then the keli broke on the Evan. Avol niskal bekarka, what happens if the person tripped on his own 2 feet, let's say? You know, he tripped on the ground. V'noshef be'Evan, and then his sluchas went and flew into the Evan. Potter. Comes along with Balazan, and he says you'll be potter. Meaning, even according to Yehuda, that holds that a bar is chayev on kalim, and your Evan is essentially a bar sitting with Shusar Abim, somebody's jug comes and bangs into that, he says you're only chayev if his jar bangs into that, if the whole accident was caused by the stone, by your Evan. Meaning, your Evan served as the takala, and he bumped into your Evan, he tripped on your Evan, and then his sluchas broke on your Evan. However, if he fell 5 feet before that, tripped on his own feet, and went flying, and his sluchas then banged into your Evan, you're going to be potter. Kiman, deloy ki Reb Nosson. Who would this be like? This would be not like Reb Nosson. What does that mean, Reb Nosson? Rashi will help us out here. Loi shanu di tiach tzluchise be'evan chayev, says Rashi. We didn't learn itiach tzluchise be'evan is chayev, ala sheniska be'evan v'noshef. That you tripped on the Evan, v'noshef ha'kli be'evan, and then the kli banged into the Evan. But the other way around, but if you tripped prior, and then the thing went, the tzluchis went and broke on the Evan, you'd be potter. The karka gormoloi. The karka caused it. The fact that he tripped on the karka, that's what caused his sluchas to go and hit your Evan, so therefore you're potter. Deloi ki Reb Nosson. Which is not like Reb Nosson. Damo the kamam b'shar shadachav es chaveri lebar. Kol hecha deleka l'shtalumi mehai shar m'shtalumi bar. Hai de'ovelei azeka. There's a Reb Nosson that holds that if shar pushed the bar, I'm sorry, if a shar pushed another shar into a bar, and then the second shar, the shar that got pushed, got damaged from the bar, so who's chayev? The shar from behind him, or the bar that he fell into? So Reb Nosson holds that both chayev. Meaning, obviously, the shar that pushed him is definitely responsible. And he says, so too, if you could also hold the bala bar responsible. So according to Reb Nosson, the fact that the person tripped over here on the karka and then fell over here onto the stone and got damaged from the stone, according to Reb Nosson, if there's something that was wrong here on the karka, you can go and be mechayev that person, but you'll also be able to be mechayev the bala evan, because they both contributed to his hezek. But Reb Elazar is taking a position that no, the only time the bala evan, so to speak, bala bar is chayev, is if he's responsible fully for the tripping and the breaking. Meaning, if the person wouldn't have tripped, presumably it wouldn't have broken over here, right? Meaning, originally I had thought that maybe this evan was some sort of obstacle. That, you know, when a person was walking his normal course and he was walking by holding a jug, the jug got hit by it. Here we're saying that may still be true. It could be behind in that case. But if a person tripped and fell, so it has to be that the Evan is what caused them to trip also. Because so long as something else caused them to trip, even if the fall and break was on the Evan, you're not going to be chayiv according to Reb Elazar. And that's the like Reb Nosson. Ika de Amri. There are others, a different gersa here in Reb Elazar. Amar Reb Elazar leitema v'niskal be'evan v'noshef be'evan hu de mechayev. Avol niskal be'karka v'noshef be'evan pater. And this would be the opposite, where Reb Elazar would be stating it in dafka according to Reb Nosson. That Reb Nosson shita is that even if the shar pushed the other shar into the bar, the bar could still be chayev. So too, if you trip over here at point A, a few feet away, and then you land and break your tzluchas on the Evan, 5 feet up, the Evan could still be chayiv, so that would be Rav Nosson. Amar Rav Nosson, Leitema, don't say that the only time you're chayiv for breaking on the Evan is beniska be'evan, benasha be'evan, where you actually tripped on the Evan and broke on the Evan, hu de mechayiv, that's when you're chayiv. Avul, however, niska be'karka, if you tripped on the karka, benasha be'evan, and then you fell onto the Evan, pater, that you would be pater? No. Ela afilu niska be'karka, benasha be'evan, chayiv, kiman, ki Rav Nosson. Even, according to Rav Nosson, even if you tripped at an earlier point, and then you fell onto the Evan and got damaged from the Evan, you'd still would be chayiv ki Rav Nosson. What would be the svara pro Rav Nosson or not like Rav Nosson, whether you're chayiv or not? Meaning, I think we can understand logically that they both contributed. But the svara not to say like Rav Nosson, that you wouldn't be chayiv, perhaps if not for the fact that the shore in the back pushed the shore into the bar, maybe the shore never would have fell in. Right? Maybe that shore never would have gotten genizik from my bar. So too, if not for the fact that you tripped earlier, you wouldn't have necessarily fell onto my stone and gotten damaged. Rav Nosson, however, holds that lemaisa you contributed to the damage. So it could be the nekud of the machlekes Rav Nosson and his bar plukta is whether you have to be fully responsible for it, or the fact that lemaisa you did part of the hezek is enough to be mechayiv you. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. Yeshua koyach. What's that? Yeah. We made it.